closing arguments in the trial of a Tanana man charged with killing two Alaska State Troopers are scheduled for tomorrow in Fairbanks Superior Court. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, presentations of evidence in the Nathaniel Kangas murder trial ended Wednesday.
Nathaniel Kangas will not testify at his trial for the May 2014 shooting deaths of Sergeant Scott Johnson and Trooper Gabe Rich in the village of Tanana. On day three of the trial Wednesday, Judge Paul Lyle asked the 22-year-old Kangas about the decision not to take the stand.
Your attorney tells me that you have decided not to testify. Is this your voluntary decision?
Yes.
Kangas' defense attorney did not call any witnesses. The prosecution rested after 3 days of testimony. The state is seeking first-degree murder convictions for the May 1st, 2014 shootings, which occurred at the Kangas home. Nathaniel Kangas is charged with shooting the troopers as they attempted to arrest his father, Arvin Kangas, for threatening Tanana's village public safety officer. On Wednesday, the court heard from a medical examiner and forensic firearms expert and viewed an animation of the shootings. Trooper investigator Dave DeCour was asked by District Attorney Greg Olson about any involvement of Kangas' father, Arvin, in the shootings.
In the course of your investigation, was there any evidence that Arvin Kangas told, ordered, or directed Nathaniel Kangas to shoot the two state troopers?
No.
The elder Kangas has already been convicted of evidence tampering for moving the slain troopers' bodies and unholstering their guns. Nathaniel Kangas faces evidence tampering charges additional to the murder charges. A jury will hear closing arguments and receive instructions Friday before beginning deliberations. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.